Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Today we want to present the second part of a lesson entitled Good Homes Help Make Good Churches and Good Churches Help Make Good Homes. In our previous lesson, we tried to point out some of the benefits of the home and the benefits of the church one to the other, realizing that both of them came from the mind of God, and they're given for the benefit of humanity, and they're just exactly as they ought to be when God's will is followed, and the home will be happy and the church will be secure. We're going to continue today to study on that general overall topic and look at some of the things that the Bible has to say to those who are members in the home. And I'm persuaded, dear friend, that so many of the domestic problems that exist in our society today, they would be erased, they would be eliminated, they would be avoided, if people would only take advantage of the most relevant information they can find concerning the home and the church. And that's what we find in the Bible. The will of God. Sometimes people say that the will of God today is not relevant to our society. Friend, it is the only thing that's relevant to our society and provide the solution to the problems of the home and the church. Now, to husbands, we can read, like in Colossians 3 and verse 19, husbands, love your wives. Be not bitter against them. And from 1 Peter chapter 3, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together for the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Friend, if husbands would do that very thing toward their wives, there wouldn't be this abusive treatment of which we read so much today in our society. In Ephesians chapter 5, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. In Ephesians chapter 5 again, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. And I contend before you, if people would take to heart the teaching of the inspired Apostle Paul that I've just read to you, it would make the husband-wife relationship a happy relationship, and it would be what God intended when he gave the home to husband and wife. And to wives we read such words. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, for this is the will pleasing, this is well pleasing unto the Lord. Colossians 3 and verse 18. And again Paul wrote in the book of Titus, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet and chaste and keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Friend, does it not make you cringe to read about how sometimes even mothers will destroy their children, even after they're born, as well as before they're born? What has possessed women with this feminist movement, probably, that they are willing to not only not love their husbands, and sometimes they don't even know who the father of the child is because they're so wicked, but they will kill their own children. We read in the Bible, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Oh, I know this runs against the grain of those who think they're smarter than God. They're running around promoting what they mistakenly call equal rights and the feminist movement. Well, one thing for sure, those who are promoting that, they're not very feminine. And they're certainly Jezebels as far as the Word of God is concerned. How can things that are innately different, with different roles and different purposes, ever be declared equally in all matters? Friend, that's sheer folly. God has given the husband a role. He's given the wife a role. They're two different roles, and they're not going to be the same. No Christian, a man or a woman, would lend support to the concept that man and woman are equal all across the board. Now, in our century, we have considered the wisdom of God to be outmoded. Many have thought it's outdated, but nonetheless, they show their own folly. When God's will is obeyed, our homes will be better. And the result will be that churches will be better, as well as the rest of the world. There is such a disregard for the teaching of God regarding marriage and divorce and remarriage. And many object to the idea that the woman is to submit to the husband. But one has written, "The submission of the wife to the husband is that of love, respect, and reverence, which is befitting the relation she holds to her husband. In her sphere, she is spiritually on an equality with man. But as a husband, he is the natural, scripturally recognized head and leader of the family. Her submission must be in accordance with the principles of righteousness. Nothing is required of her inconsistent with Christian character. This submission of the wife, when rightly understood and practiced, accords with her inner nature and is in harmony with her relationship to God and others, and it is productive of the fullest development of her character and her happiness and her good. No, the husband is not to be a tyrant, but wives are to be subject to their own husbands. It is not all that hard for a wife to obey God, be submissive to her husband, when her husband is obedient to God in his attitude and action toward his wife." And then the Bible has this to say to children: "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. In Colossians we read, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." You know, it was said of Jesus when he was a child that he went down with them, that's Mary and Joseph, and they came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and man. Luke chapter 2. Parents are to be honored. Parents are to be obeyed. They are also to conduct themselves so that it's easy for the child to obey God and to be able to honor their father and mother justly and properly. Parents are to encourage, they are to lead, they are to guide, they are to instruct their young to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." Ephesians 6 and verse 4. Now, when a parent will do that, when a father is attentive to his responsibility to take care of the spiritual training of his children, parents will be helping the church as well as the home. Good homes provide the proper example for children to follow. Good homes uphold the church. They never tear down the church. They don't ridicule the church. They don't make light of the church. They teach the things concerning the church as God would have it taught. Good homes put Christ and His kingdom first in all things. And when the home is as it ought to be, the church is greatly assisted, and it will be as it ought to be. Friend, the influence of the home regarding the church is tremendous. When both parents are united in Christ, and that's so important to take into consideration when you consider the one you're going to marry. When both parents are in Christ together and they're active in the church, 93% of their children are faithful to the church of our Lord. Isn't that a marvelous thing? 9 out of 10 are faithful when the parents are. And when one parent is active, there's quite a drop. Only 73% remain faithful. 1 out of 4 will drop away. Oh, that's significant. If that one belongs to me or belongs to you, you would think it's significant, would you not? And when parents are inactive and they're just sort of members in name only, only 53% of their children remain loyal to the Church of our Lord. And when parents worship irregularly, only 6% remain faithful. Now, this ought to give parents something to consider, something to think about, of the spiritual welfare of their children and the spiritual climate in that home, and how that the home affects each other. The conclusion is, again, beyond escape. Good homes will help make good churches, just as good churches will help make good homes. But now, as we close these two lessons, let me ask this. What of your home? What of your family? And what of the Church of the Lord? Are you a member of the church? You're a member of the home, and possibly also the church. You should be in Christ. You should be following the way of Christ in the home, as well as the church. Is it not our duty before God to make both of these divine institutions as God would have them to be, and to the greatest degree that we're capable of making them? When the church and the home work together, good comes from it. When there's conflict and division between the home and the church, oh, that's eternal harm to every member of both home and church. And the place to begin to make both the home and the church, as God would have it to be, is with each individual. My part begins with me, and your part begins with you. When members of the family and members of the church will work together and work with one another and work in harmony with the teaching of Almighty God, everyone is going to be blessed. Experience shows us this. History cries out unto us, pay attention to God concerning your faith, concerning your relationship to the church, the body of Christ, concerning your relationship to every member in that family, and make that family a contributing blessing to the church, so that the church in turn will be a blessing to the home. Yes, our homes need the help of the churches, and the churches need the help in the home. It begins with each one becoming a Christian. It continues by being faithful in Jesus Christ. You need to believe that Jesus is the Christ. Repent of your sins, confess your faith, and be baptized into Christ, and live a faithful life following Christ. And you follow Christ by following the teaching of Christ. There's no such thing as loving the Lord and not being respectful and obedient to His will. We plead, let's make our homes what they ought to be, and let's make the church the way God intends, and then heaven will be our eternal home and for all those of our family. This is A Burning Fire. Until next time.